This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin in New Orleans, where they've been mourning the deaths of 14 people killed when a man drove a truck into a crowd of pedestrians. The driver was then killed in a battle with police. The AP's Jackie Quinn with the latest.
The city of New Orleans is trying to get back to normal after Wednesday's bloody terrorist attack, while the families of those killed are still reeling.
We laid 14 yellow roses down.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick on a memorial service as Bourbon Street was reopened to visitors.
And then there was prayer. And then in our culture here in New Orleans is music.
14 people out celebrating New Year's Eve in the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck cut short their lives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The FBI says there's no indication of a connection between the New Orleans truck attack and the explosion of a Tesla Cybertruck outside Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel. The AP's Jennifer King.
Authorities say a highly decorated soldier shot himself in the head before an explosion in a Tesla Cybertruck in Las Vegas. Matthew Livelsberger was an active duty Green Beret. The steel-sided vehicle contained much of the blast outside of the Trump International Hotel.
Authorities say he likely planned a more damaging attack. They're still working to determine a motive. The head of the FAA, Mike Whitaker, says Boeing needs to put safety and quality above profits. A cultural shift, he calls it. Two people have been killed in the crash of a small plane in Southern California, Orange County. The plane crashed through the roof of a manufacturing building where hundreds of people were working, say authorities. Some people were injured. The two people who died were believed to have been on the plane. Ukraine's President Zelensky says it won't be possible to end the war with Russia in one day, as President-elect Trump has said he could do. This is AP News. Wayne Osmond has died of the singing Osmond Brothers. He was 73. His family says he suffered a stroke. The AP's Margie Zarletta. Just like
a yo-yo. Wayne Osmond was number four of the nine Osmond kids. With his brothers Merrill, Alan, and Jay, the Osmonds became regulars on the Andy Williams Show in the 1960s after being discovered at Disneyland. Don't love me. They later added brothers Donnie and Jimmy. The Osmonds had hits with Love Me for a Reason, Yo-Yo, Hold Her Right, and Down by the Lazy River. Their song One Bad Apple was a number one hit in 1970. They moved to a more country sound in the 1980s. Wayne lost his hearing in the 1990s from a brain tumor and suffered a stroke in 2012 that made him unable to play guitar. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Authorities say a surfer missing in Australia is believed dead in a shark attack. They're searching the waters where the man disappeared. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.